I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hi, Romeo. You got in over your head, dude, and now you're thinking it's time for a U-turn.
Here I am yet again over my head with another delusional idea of mine. I don't know where this started. Well, I kind of do know, but it's one of those ideas that you kind of throw out there and then it just kind of eats up in the back of your mind. And so, you know, this happened maybe, two, 3 weeks ago, but we were hanging out with the youth group, right? And we were all there, and Abby's mom happened to be there.
Go ahead.
For those that don't know, the Burt Show youngins have now dubbed themselves the Burt Show youth group.
No, yes. This is our Bible study. Yes. Right.
And that consists of Romeo, Abby, Katie, and Rebecca.
Yeah. The young ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's still in their 20s and young and viral. Sorry.
Viral.
No, they're not viral, I promise. They've all been tested. They're good to go.
They're the typhoid Marys.
Yeah. Please date them. They deserve love. Go ahead.
No. So we were all hanging out at a table, and I think Abby's mom started mentioning that she does run marathons, right?
Yeah. She's a runner. She's a track star.
And so she was mentioning this, and I was just like, yeah, I feel like I can run a marathon. I go to the gym. I don't do any cardio. Like, I think my weightlifting is cardio enough. Mm-hmm. I walk up the stairs every once in a while. I walk down the hallway to get, because you know how my studio is kind of far away. So when I have to come into the studio, like, that's my cardio right there.
That's plenty of training.
Yeah, that's like as much cardio as I do.
Oh, you ready?
And so when I said this, I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound bad. A marathon, like, quick and easy. I didn't realize marathon was 26.2 miles, which is an average of like 4 hours and plus of running. Like 4 hours, I think it's if you're really good. And I think it's like 6 or 7 hours if you're like me. Or maybe even 8 hours. So then I started thinking like 8 hours running sounds miserable.
I don't want to do anything for 8 hours except fly somewhere.
Or sleep, yeah.
So it was this idea that I threw out there where I was just like, I think I can do it. And I think it's maybe because I also, like, I've mentioned to you guys before that I watched this TV show called The Challenge. And, like, in that show, it's a reality show, but they're very physical. Like in the final, they run a lot. So I've always had this.
About The Challenge?
Yeah, The Challenge, the TV show on MTV, right? And so they run a lot, and it's very physical, like workouts. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I'm always like, I think if I put my mind to it, I could do it.
You could.
Yeah, right. And so
you wouldn't have the greatest time. would be able to cross the finish line. I don't know about a full marathon, but I think a half marathon. Because I did the same thing. This was like KK 10 years ago. I would not be able to do it now. And it was an accident. I agreed to do a half. You remember this? Uh-huh. With the Rally Foundation? Uh-huh. It was about raising money for kids with cancer, right? So how am I going to say no to this? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do a half marathon. I'll do a team, blah, blah, blah. That's because I thought a half marathon and a 5K were the same thing. There is a significant difference.
Americans don't math well.
No.
There's about 10 miles. Difference.
You start putting K's on the back of numbers, and we don't really know what that means.
And they did training. Like, we were supposed to, like, meet with the coach and do training and stuff like that, which I did once. So, literally, and I do not recommend this. It was not easy at all. But this is physical shape KK from 10 years ago, was able to do a half marathon with no training. I think you could do it, but it's not going to be fun.
I'll give you a little bit of a different perspective on that. Because, you know, Kristen didn't even know what she was training for. Mm. I bit off a little more than I could chew also, and it had to do with cancer. It was Leukemia Society at the time. And I signed up for an inline skating challenge, right? And I had never been on blades before. And I decided, yeah, how hard can this be?
Oh, I remember that.
Right? So I could sign up for either the half marathon or the full marathon. And I'm like, as I told you guys yesterday, I'm usually all in or nothing. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And it was called the A to A, and it ended up being 82 miles on inline skates. This was before I ever moved to Georgia. I knew nothing about Georgia. We skated from Athens to Atlanta. And I skated for a girl that had leukemia, right? And I hated every second of it. I have not put skates on, those inline skates, since I see a pair and I start getting scared. But along the way, quite honestly, the pride I had on training, doing something I didn't like at all for 4 months, and the camaraderie that comes with training also, and then finishing this massive goal, I cried and cried and cried after it, because it was such an accomplishment, was something that I've leaned on way more than just that day, probably my whole life.
Mm. I believe you could do this. And I did some quick research. They say to leave about 14 weeks of training for a half marathon. I think Kristen's idea was right. And there's one in early August near us that you could sign up, and it'll meet that, like, it'll give you about 15 weeks worth of training.
What do you think?
Okay.
I think you can do this. I
totally
believe you could do this.
Yeah.
Half marathon doesn't sound that bad.
It's bad. Well, 13.1 miles.
It's half as bad as a full marathon.
But it's the accomplishment along the way, and it's the training and getting those little wins, man. It's a game changer, dude. You really should do it.
I'm going to do it.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. You said August?
Yeah.
Yeah,
August.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
All right.
That's a verbal commitment.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got this.
All right.
All right.
All right. Side bets start as soon as he leaves the studio.
Get it? The Burt Show.